You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You just heard Toby's breaking news on Jaden Daniels. This is via Ian Rappaport. So I guess right before Dan Quinn's press conference coming up here in a couple of minutes, the team leaked to the national media that Jaden Daniels is being shut down by the club. The Commanders have decided to call it a season for Daniels. He was not cleared after being reevaluated today for practice. So they feel like with a short week in a game Saturday against the Eagles, maybe he wouldn't have been ready for that game, or you'd get him back just in time to get back on the field. Then they play Wednesday next week, the Christmas Day game against the Cowboys, which further complicates things. So at 4-10, because it'd be short practice weeks, because you're not sure when he's going to be cleared, they have made the decision to shut Jaden Daniels down. We will not see him again in the 2025 football season.
So it's Thursday is the Christmas Day game, but the point still stands. Yeah, it's short week this week, shorter by a day, and then a semi-short week going into the following one. So, again, this is just, I don't know. I don't quite know what they're thinking here, because if it's under the guise of, well, he's not cleared today, that means you're sure he's not going to be cleared Wednesday or Thursday or Friday or anytime next week. Or is this a, we're shutting him down because we're shutting him down? Either way, the result kind of ends in this one spot, right? Where they're going, we are just on, it seems, again, I'm reading the tea leaves like everybody else, and we'll see what Dan Quinn says this afternoon. But it's the, we don't think we can get this right. We don't think that he's going to be right. We don't feel comfortable. He's not comfortable. We're shutting it down. I wonder if it's more shut down or if it's legitimately, we just can't see a path to him being healthy enough to do it in time.
Well, I mean, Rap Sheet called it a shutdown.
Yeah.
Now, maybe that's his own terminology. I don't know what the difference is, though. You got 3 weeks left, and he's not medically unable to get back in 3 weeks. You don't know that right now. So this is a shutdown, right? I mean, you can't tell me right now definitively there's no way he could play in 3 weeks from now against the Philadelphia Eagles. So if you're ruling him out for the final three games, that's a shutdown. This is very similar. I know people don't like this. Robert Griffin in 2013, coming off of the amazing 2012 season, all in for week one,
yep.
The bad 2013 follow-up year, with three games to go, they shut him down. And at the time, Mike Shanahan said something along the lines of, you know, we need to protect him and he's taking too many hits or whatever. He just wasn't playing at a high level. They didn't like where it was trending. They shut him down. This is not the same as that, obviously. But Jaden Daniels is not cleared for this week. It's a short week next week, which means he'd come back with very little practice time, so they're shutting him down. Now, there are a lot of people in the fan base that wanted this, so we could hear from you next, 800-636-1067. I'd love to hear the reaction to this news that the Commanders are shutting Jaden Daniels down. Dan Quinn's going to talk in just a minute, so we'll listen as soon as he gets to the podium to what he has to say about this. But they will not be risking any further injury. So the good news here, Because there's a lot of things about it that I find to be difficult on Daniels as it pertains to starting fast next season. You know, I think he needs the reps and to play and all that stuff. But the really good news is he should be full go, OTAs, mini camp, start of the regular season. Now, how long that lasts, I don't know. Everyone acts like if he's just healthy at the start of next year, all your problems
go away. Yeah, it's not automatic.
I don't happen to believe that that's true. I think look at Baker Mayfield and Justin Herbert and Kirk Cousins and most of the quarterbacks in the league, Jordan Love, they're all playing through injuries right now. They're all playing through something. So sometime early next year, he'll end up having to play through something. And you can't protect him every time that happens. But in this case, in a lost season at 4-10 with three games left, it's not a terrible idea. You know, we were just talking to Jay Gruden about it. He said he would totally understand it. That's where I'm at. What would I do personally? I would start him and play him. I think he needs to play. Do I have any issue with the team shutting him down? I do not. I don't think it's the right call. I think it's the wrong call. But I think it's the wrong call at like a, you know, 55 play him, 45 don't.
Uh-huh.
It's not like a 90-10 thing.
Yeah, I think we come from a similar spot, but just a different conclusion. I think most people would acknowledge it's important for him to play football. Like, that's anybody. It's even Terry McLaurin needed to play football. He's got a ton of deposits in the bank. He's been really, really good. He needed the time on the grass. His year was dramatically affected because he didn't do the normal course of events over the course of the summertime and into training camp and into the preseason, et cetera. He had a terrible season when they needed him because he wasn't ready to play football, right? I think everybody understands that you benefit from playing. So that's why it's so frustrating when you get this vet day off, that vet day off. Where guys aren't practicing, et cetera.
Let me jump in real quick because Dan Quinn's coming to the podium. I want to catch this right as it starts. This is DQ with Reporters Live.
And the coaches included, man. Take a minute and enjoy the win. And there's nothing quite like a locker room after that. It had been a while. But today, that's when you get back to it. And that's why we have our truth day, what we can do better and what we need to do better. And there's a lot. That we need to do better. There was flashes, but that consistency continues to haunt us. There were some big plays. The complimentary football at the end of the half was probably my favorite part of the game. Punt return, a stop, interception, like those were ones that I thought were really cool spots. But penalties and turnover margin, other things, we definitely got to improve. And that's a big part of finishing. And, you know, with the division at hand of the games that we're having in the next three, that's a big deal for us. And we're really pumped to go after it again this week. Then the last thing I'd hit you on will be regarding Jaden, and we're going to sit him for the final three games. And I know your first question likely is, well, DQ, what went into that? And the answer is it was a lot, and part medical and part team. As of today, he's still wasn't all the way cleared to play, so like last week, wouldn't have all the results until the end of the week, and then a short week next week with the Christmas game. So we believe this decision allows him to take advantage of the next few weeks in a different play. He wants to practice, and he will practice. He also wants to support Marcus in a way that Marcus has demonstrated and helped him, and so like I thought that was significant. We all know the best way to grow is during the games, but with that, you know, not being the best way for us, there's plenty of ways for him to learn, you know, over the next 3 weeks. And, you know, he's going to learn from this vantage point, too. So I just wanted to give you all the info that I had, and then we can get started recapping the game or however you guys want to proceed. So let's get it rocking.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
John Kahn?
How disappointing, Dan, is it that it's come to this, given like what you guys have all talked about, the importance of those game snaps?
Yeah, I get it, John. And like, that was the plan for sure with five games, you know. And in football and life, you adjust. And this is the best plan for him and for the team right now. And so that's what, you know, we're always going to look into it and have lots of discussions about it. But we decided this was the best way for us over the next three games, knowing that he wasn't fully cleared to get back just yet.
And then if you can sum up like his season, and also like how much is going, does it weigh in there that he had left each of the last three games he played with some sort of injury? Does that factor into it, and, you know, all that?
Yeah, we discussed all that, but that didn't factor it into it, John. One didn't relate to the other, and so it was disappointing. And like, hey, let's be honest, it's been hard, you know, in a lot of ways. So we're just trying to make the best decisions we can, but it wasn't, you know, a factor from previous. It was just a matter of, hey, not clear to do it, and we're going to make the best decisions for the team and for him. That's a number one.
Nikki?
Dan, when did Jaden get informed of this? When did you guys tell him the decision?
Just this afternoon.
Okay.
So I had a chance to visit with him. Adam did as well. And so it was important. We want to be communicative with all the guys, and you know, especially like their spot, and Marcus as well. And Marcus will do a great job. And I thought for him also being able to prepare and get all the reps in and out, that can be a difficult process to go through as well. So we wanted to give him the best runway to go do his thing as well.
And I know earlier in the season you had said that the reps were important. Was that a matter of circumstance, like in Madrid when there were, what, six games left versus three? Or was it, you know, just looking at the totality of everything that has happened?
Yeah, and it wasn't even going to be three, you know, so thinking it wasn't going to be cleared up for this game and then a short week to go. So then we're like, now we're coming back into less than that. So you're right, Nikki, all of that went into the process to go do it.
Tom?
Hey, Dan, to what extent, if any extent, was Josh involved in this decision?
Yeah, Adam and I obviously, like, you know, keep him in the loop on all the things that are going through it. So it's good. We continue to have dialogue with him. We meet on a regular basis before the games, Fridays, Mondays. So we have a constant dialogue, Tom. So that's helpful that it's not something that we have to go to on a big moment or anything. We just try to stay in a constant level of communication, and that has been really solid for us.
So just to clarify, this was a decision that you guys made and then notified him of, or am I correct on that?
Yeah, I guess that would be correct in the way that you'd say it. We talked and have discussions. I don't know if we notified him, but maybe a discussion's a better way to phrase that.
David Aldridge?
We certainly don't have that kind of juice to notify the owner. Yeah, that's I better clarify that.
Dan, I, knowing that you still have three games left to play in the season, this season has been so odd with everything that's gone down with the injuries and everything, but do you have a sense of, here's going forward, how we can maximize both Jaden's potential and his availability? Like, you have more information now than you did a year ago.
Yes.
And what's different now going forward, I guess I would say.
Yeah, and going in, some of that is going to be by design, him too. And that's why we were hopeful for the reps DA. And we thought, okay, here's a shot to go find those specific things for him. And it's mostly on dropbacks, honestly, DA, to say, when do I remain a passer? When do I eyes downfield? And so not having to do those in the game reps isn't ideal, but we're going to try to find the best way possible. And I'm hopeful that in a year from now, when you say, what'd you learn, you know, when you're talking to Jaden, and maybe this vantage point, even over a couple of weeks, when he's, you know, disappointed he's not playing and wanting to be, that we gain some experience and maybe a vision that you wouldn't have normally had, DA. And that's what I'm hopeful that will get done. And then as it gets into the off season and the training, like, obviously that's going to be a big part of what we're doing, knowing how important he is. And so he knows that. He's not happy that, you know, he's going to be out, but that's where we're at, you know, as we're going through it right now. But there's a lot to still learn, and we're going to push that hard.
It seems like when you think about last year, at least a lot of people seem to think it was just a bunch of incredible plays that he made, but there was a lot of complimentary football going on last season that allowed him to make those plays. And I just wonder, like, how important going forward is that to improve the defense to the point where they're creating more turnovers and getting shorter fields for him and more opportunities for him to make plays on shorter, you know, quicker drives and easier drives and stuff like that.
Yeah, you're right. The and you may have heard me say it. I remember from last season, I said the best part of our team is the team. It's covering a kick, it's field position, it's creating a takeaway, it's converting a fourth down. And so having the complimentary football to do that, that's a big deal. And when you can nail those, you know, we have more continuity, certainly offensively. We perform better on the fourths. But you're right, man. You create a short field, you get one to go. And so that's why I felt yesterday strongly about the half. It was a fantastic return by Jalen, and then a stop and a pick. And it's like, that's the switch, man. You've seen it. We all have. And that's that momentum change that just takes place in these smallest moments. And I felt that yesterday. I felt that energy. We did enough to let them back in when you have to score lead. But that's what I'm referring to, and that's what you're referring to as well. And so that's capturing the complimentary way that you were describing, and I couldn't agree more.
To Sean?
DQ, as part of this, you know, obviously, you know, barring injury, Marcus will start, you know, the rest of the season. I know, obviously, he's set to be a free agent, you know, going into the offseason. How important are these last few games for him? You know, kind of as he's...
You're listening,
you know,
to Dan Quinn's press conference today out in Ashburn on Grant and Danny. So there's the breaking news. Jaden Daniels being shut down for the final three games of the season. Dan Quinn spent weeks talking about the importance of game reps, the importance of getting Daniels back on the field. Last week, something really shifted in how he answered questions. And now today, they are shutting Daniels down.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.